go, girls. Live in Studio A, 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. My smile couldn't get any bigger, man. That was the song, by the way. That was the one that was playing over and over again.
Yeah, we're still playing it over and over, too.
And I'm still not sick of it all these years later. I hope you're not either.
Not yet. It's a miracle.
How's the restaurant business, Emily?
You know, I'm a big foodie, so I co-own this restaurant called Watershed. We used to be a little garage that we renovated in Decatur, and then we've changed to a bigger location closer to downtown. So it's doing great. It's doing great. Our chef's from Louisiana. It's a lot of Southern food. Fattening as hell. My favorite kind of food. We have killer pimento cheese. Amy likes that, so she's veg, so we do offer that. But it's good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
It's really good. I go back there and eat whenever I can.
Food and music.
Yeah, they have a lot of similarities, actually, yeah. In the way they bring people together, and gathered around and sharing stories. I've always felt that connection.
Totally.
Yeah.
You guys did something really cool last year. You did your very first tour with the symphony orchestra.
Yeah, it's kind of ongoing. It's like on weekends here and there.
Uh-huh.
Basically, we have about 19 songs that we had charts written for symphonies that range from 65 to 120 people. And we go into a city and we run through everything once, and then we play a show that night. And it's super fun. It's just it's a total challenge. It makes you really nervous and scared every single time and sort of wakes you up. And the charts are beautiful. I mean, they're just full and dramatic and bombastic and everything you'd want from a symphony, I guess.
Wow.
So it's super fun. We've done about 12 of them, I think, at this point.
And more to come.
Yeah, they'll be for a long time, I guess.
Excellent.
Until people get sick of it, you know, because we just do a city here and there and you know, it's going to be awesome just to have that to go do, because it really is different from this other thing, a lot different. And so it's like this totally different mindset, and it's so musical, and it's great. It's really fun.
Sounds really exciting. Yeah. And what else? What else is next for you guys?
Finding issues, and we're doing 3 benefit shows up there. That should be really fun that we're working on. We're going to do a Canadian tour in September, October, like small towns, like places I've never even seen. So it's going to be, we're really excited about it. It's the first one we've ever done. We've always just played like major cities. So we decided we were going to go do like a proper Canadian tour, get in a van and do it, you know, and that's what we're going to do. And I guess sometime next year we'll start thinking about making a record and all that jazz.
Amy's got a solo record coming out. Is it number 5?
I think it's 5th studio, 7th record. Yeah,
coming out in October, is that right?
I think, hopefully, yeah, at the end of October. It's a country record, totally different from everything all the punky stuff I've done solo. So it's totally traditional country mixed with some Appalachian and gospel.
Awesome.
And I'm finished recording it. I just got to mix it. So coming out in October, hopefully, if all my ducks can get in a row.
Man.
We'll see what happens.
Tell you what, you guys are making me feel lazy. Do you sleep ever?
Yes.
I sleep, yeah, quite a bit.
Sleeping is awesome.
Sleeping is awesome.
I just discovered
awesome.
It this year. It's
yeah,
really
it's really good.
It's really good for you.
It's really good. Amy, Emily, the Indigo Girls, man, it's been such a pleasure. I could hang out with you here all day, right, guys?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to the members for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What a pleasure to have the Indigo Girls here in Studio A. We do have this tradition here when we do an FUV live session. We ask you to do a guest DJ pick. So to take us out,
yes.
You guys want to pick a song?
Yes. Well, we have this band that they're actually playing with us during our set, and they're called the Shadowboxers, and they're from Atlanta. Young guys, great sort of pop, sort of some Southern rock influence, just a little bit of, I don't know what, R&B, a little bit of everything. So they have a new record out called Red Room, and we have chosen a song from that record called Sidewalk.
Right on.
Shadowboxers.
Right on. So it's the Shadowboxers on FUV, Indigo Girls, guest DJ pick. Thanks again to the Indigo Girls for coming by.